Dave, this game, your team had to show quite a bit of resiliency early to come back from the three deficits, unlike a lot of this streak. Like, what did you see out of them?
It was just, you know, our team showed a lot of resiliency today. You know, we got a lot of guys that are feeling less than 100%. You know, it's that time of year where there's stuff running through the guys, but you know, guys did what they could in the lineup. We weren't, you know, we weren't at our best. We weren't sharp, especially to start the hockey game. You know, but yeah, we showed some real good resiliency to dig out of a hole, build a lead, and then the bench got a little bit short. We simplified, our game, and we were able to build that lead and then hold it.
Jared McCann with two goals and an assist tonight. Obviously, after a little bit of a scoring drought, how good was it to see him be able to contribute like he did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's going to come. I mean, he's gone through a bit of a drought, which it's going to happen to everybody. But we asked him to play up the middle tonight. I believe we had him playing up the middle, or the right wing and the left wing. So. and with that, he scored a couple of real big goals for us, and so he ends up with the game winner. So that's a real positive. You like to see that. I mean, that's something that empowers a guy. But I'm more impressed by his ability to take care of his end of the rink, and do that as a centerman.
What's going on with Burakovsky and with Beniers?
You know, I don't know right now. Berkey went out partway through the first period, wasn't available for the rest, so I don't know what that means for us for the near future, and then Maddie wasn't available for the third, so we're gonna have a day out of the rink tomorrow. We'll be able to reevaluate where those guys are at, and we get back at it at 1 o'clock in Pittsburgh on Monday.
Did Berkey get hurt and then try to play a couple of shifts, or did he?
Honestly, I don't know if he got hurt, on a particular play or not. He went back to get he went down the tunnel to get checked out, and just wasn't available for the rest of it.
Dave, it's easy to talk about Yanni Gourde quite a bit, but he also reaches 300 NHL points tonight. That's a milestone, but as a player, just again, what does that mean for him and for his group?
Yeah, both guys, right, Jared McCann and Gourde reaching 300, that's a heck of a milestone for guys in this league, and I hope they both take pride in it. I know their teammates were excited for them, and it's nice to be able to do that on a night when our team earns the 2 points.
Dave, I know you said you're taking things one game at a time, but when you are on a winning streak, can that confidence feed the resiliency you described in coming back this game?
Well, it does. I mean, we downplay the word confidence, but that has something to do with it. I mean, not everything went the way we wanted it to go tonight, but there was never, not for a second was there any type of panic or wasted emotion on the bench. I think our guys realized that we really weren't at our best, and just tried to simplify and do some things that would give us a chance to get going and give ourselves success, and that means a lot at this time of year.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.